Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff West and David Wilkerson with Shaw Industries. Jeff, you're the Director of Sustainability on the commercial side, and David, you're Director of Sustainability on the residential side. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Good morning.
Terrific. Good morning.
The reason I wanted to talk to you, the news that we're running today on Florida Daily is that you've just published your second annual sustainability report, and I was hoping you could give us some of the details around what Shaw has been able to accomplish in their effort to reduce their carbon footprint.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity to be with you today, Kemp. We have just recently completed the second sustainability report. It is certified through GRI, and we do cover those topics that you touched on, specifically things like our cradle-to-cradle design, reclamation, energy conservation, energy reduction, things of that nature.
And when you say GRI, that's Global Reporting Initiative. Tell me what that is.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say the Global Reporting Initiative is really just it's a framework for corporate sustainability reporting. It basically just gives us guidelines to use, I guess, globally accepted standards for how to communicate about this information.
Yeah. I mean, it is the world-recognized standard for sustainability reporting.
Okay. And you know, everybody knows, but Shaw is probably the largest producer in the world of carpet. I think you're a $4 billion company. So give us a little bit of detail. Maybe, Jeff, you want to remind us what your cradle-to-cradle initiative is?
Yeah. First of all, in the cradle-to-cradle, we added some cradle-to-cradle products this year to both on the hard surface side and also on the rug side. We continue to expand cradle-to-cradle, which, as you said, Kemp, started out in the commercial side, but has continued to expand through residential and through all of the brands within carpet and hard surface. So we continue to expand that throughout the group. We also have the focus on continue around reclamation. We reclaimed in, of course, this is for last year, but we reclaimed about 90 million pounds of carpet last year, a good bit of that going back to Evergreen, some going back to EcoWorks. And then one other thing that's going to be launching here pretty soon in the next month or two is our Re2E facility. That is also highlighted in the sustainability report. But that facility will take both pre-consumer and post-consumer material and will actually be used to fuel a boiler here in Dalton. It will reduce our dependence on coal and other sources, and it will also make use of post-consumer material. Now, the post-consumer material that we're able to use at Evergreen and that we're able to use at EcoWorks would not be in that, but the post-consumer material that is not designed for those recycle sources would be used for our Re2E facility.
Okay. Basically, you've got two different waste streams. You've got a carpet waste stream that you can take back apart and put back into carpet, and then you've got one that's contaminated through the fact that you've got a matrix of dissimilar materials, and those are the ones that you're going to send to this Re2E.
That's pretty close. I guess the bottom line today, Kemp, is that, first of all, on cradle to cradle, as you know, that basically is designing products that can be recycled back into themselves again and again, or safely returned to soil. But it also incorporates using healthy materials, safe materials, and that's a key element of the cradle to cradle design protocol. But with specific reference to Re2E, what we have today is type 6 nylon products that can be fully recycled at our Evergreen facility. Most of the other carpet products today don't have a cradle-to-cradle recycling option. And so we're looking at different ways to what sometimes would be called downcycle those products, convert them to other viable products, but not necessarily back into themselves. There are some carpet styles today, carpet fibers today, primarily polypropylene and polyester, that don't really have a viable recycling or downcycling option. So what we do with those is we extract the energy. Think of it as recycling the energy, but we utilize that energy at Re2E. We have byproducts that are left over at the end of the energy extraction process, and we are working on different ways to use those as ingredients in new products going forward.
Yeah, so bottom line is that it's like a three-pronged approach. Top line is cradle to cradle. Next line would be carpet to other products, and then the final would be carpet to energy, and again, as David said, using that in other material. And I'd like to point out too, Kemp, that we actually, and we talk about this in the sustainability report as well, we established a new strategic business unit also this past year, which their sole focus or their sole mission is to develop new products out of post-consumer carpet. So that will be feeding into this. And this year, we project to be well above 100 million pounds in our reclaimed material.
Okay. Everybody knows that last year was an off year for units. Was that 90 million? I mean, I think most people would understand if that's a lower number than you were hitting in the peak of 07. Has it ramped down and you're ramping back up, or how's that run?
Just a little bit. I mean, it was still 90 plus million pounds that we utilized. And again, when you look at 2010, as we began the startup of Re2E and have some of these other programs move into a higher gear, I think you'll see significant uptick in the overall pounds that we reclaim. In fact, at Re2E alone, and once we have a full year under our belt, 2011 will be the first year that plant runs full. We'll utilize about 84 million, 85 million pounds of primarily post-consumer carpet materials for the fuel.
All right, great. Give me an update real quick on the DAK Americas program you've got going on.
Okay, we do have a joint venture with DAK Americas. We're building what will become the largest PET bottle recycling plant in North America. We have just recently opened the plant. We're in phase one production, and as I may have mentioned, it's in Fayetteville, North Carolina. The flake that we generate from that, at least the clear flake that we generate from that plant, will be used in our PET yarn processing, yarn extrusion facilities, and we already have certification through UL Environment that basically confirms we have at least 25% recycled content in those PET fibers, and that has been coming from an outside vendor. Going forward, it will come from this new Shaw operation, and that will continue to increase our ability to ramp up the recycled content in that fiber.
And what's unique about this is you're actually going to turn this into filament polyester.
Yes, absolutely right, Kemp. We're the first manufacturer to be able to harness that technology, and we're excited about that because we do have a great-looking product, great value, and, of course, being filament, there's no pilling or no fuzzing.
Well, guys, I appreciate you being with us this morning and giving us some details. Congratulations on your continued effort to be green-conscious and sustainably-minded. We've been talking to David Wilkerson and Jeff West with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.